can save you 10 to 20% immediately and lock in savings on your monthly costs for years to come. Right now, there are lucrative federal tax incentives that will allow you to offset over 25% of the price of your solar system. Plus, there are compelling financing and leasing options so you can go solar with minimal or no out-of-pocket investment. As a bonus, everyone who signs up will receive a Vivint smart home security system and 3 years of monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. Find out how much you can save on solar for years to come. Call or text Thad at 702-518-9646 or check them out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's 702-518-9646. One more time, InspireSolarSolutions.com.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities, been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them, but I think in reality, he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me, and my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
I'm okay.
You're not okay.
It's normal to have diarrhea and stomach pains.
Sometimes, but not as often as you do.
I've got this under control.
No, you don't.
It's time to let that voice inside your head be heard. Urgent diarrhea and chronic stomach pain can be signs of Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation can help you learn more and even find a specialist. Don't keep your symptoms to yourself. Get help at spillyourguts.org.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
More with Randy Sutton, retired Las Vegas Metro Police Lieutenant, over 30 years on the job. I got to ask you, I know when we started using body cams, there were some communities across the country that were slow to embrace it. Are we finding it's that way with this new technology, drones, robots, things like that?
Well, the law enforcement is always seems to be the last to embrace technology. It's for a couple of reasons, and budgetary reasons is one of them. Everybody, if you think just, body cams are simple, right? Well, they're not. They're very expensive, and I'll tell you why. Not only is the unit expensive, but the storing of the data is massive, and then being able to have the technology to then retrieve the data and utilize it in evidentiary purposes, you're talking about a huge expense. Now, look at drones and look at robotics, and you're once again looking at a very, very expensive technology and one that requires specific training. Now, I think you alluded on just before the break to will there be civil rights activists that are going to fight this technology. So let's look at the camera technology first, because that was brought about during the Obama years when it was sold to the American public that the American public needs to be protected from the police, and that just these body cams are going to hold the police accountable, and that this is going to be able to catch the cops, catch all those bad cops doing all those bad things, right? Well, it turned out that it was just the opposite, that the body cams caught the cops doing things right most of the time. And suddenly, because of that, you saw civil rights groups that were demanding, absolutely demanding, protesting that cops had to wear body cams, somehow changed their tune. And in some cases, like in Portland, they're not allowed to wear body cams during protests, which is absolutely insane. But now, because it's advantageous for the police to show the truth, now civil rights activists in certain places are saying, well, no, we don't want to have that. So it's an interesting kind of where this has all gone, and it will continue to be protested in some places and welcomed in others. Now the cops really want to have these body cams, and it's going to be the same thing with drones. There have already been some cases that have come before courts where, say, a drone is used to fly over an illegal drug operation, and the lawyers will try and fight that and try to suppress the evidence that was found unless it was properly obtained with a search warrant. And then there's the question: well, airspace is airspace. Does that airspace violate anybody's rights because anybody can utilize it? There's going to be challenges. Absolutely will.
More coming up with Randy Sutton, the founder of the Wounded Blue. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And at 133, as we check things out on area highways and surface streets, there is a crash. It's in the middle of the intersection, Eastern Avenue at the 215 interchange. Crews are on scene, a little confusing there in the middle of the intersection. Also, took a look for some moderate flows there on the Beltway. 215 westbound at the airport connector. 215 eastbound at St. Rose. A little congestion there. Also, US 95 eastbound at Jones. You'll touch the brakes. And heavy volumes on the 15 as we speak. South at Sahara, north at Spring Mountain. And remember, those lane restrictions continue on the 515. That's both directions between Main Street and Eastern Avenue.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Former Lions coach Jim Caldwell reportedly was requested for an interview by the Las Vegas Raiders, but according to a report by ESPN, Caldwell declined that opportunity. He also reportedly declined the opportunity to interview in Minnesota. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they pick up an overtime win yesterday over Montreal by a 4-3 score. Shea Theodore scoring the game winner. They'll get back at it when they play at Washington coming up on Monday. UNLV basketball yesterday, they lose at Air Force 69-62. Tomorrow, they will play host to San Jose State. Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Make 2022 your year to glow at Ulta Beauty's Love Your Skin event, happening now. Upgrade your skincare routine and discover your healthiest skin yet with up to 50% off daily beauty steals from faves like Tula, First Aid Beauty, and Clarins. Feel your best with a skincare routine made just for you. But hurry, this event ends January 22nd. Shop in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
This whole wall needs to be shelving, too. This is a focal point in our restaurant.
Leilani's new restaurant will have the largest wine cellar in the city.
Be a nice section.
She needs
there.
A robust sommelier with notes of procurement manager.
Three sections for France? I mean, this is the biggest.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is John Kovacs, conservative Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. I'm running for Congress because our country, teetering on the brink under Democratic Party rule, which has only become more apparent since Joe Biden's ascension to the White House. From his killing of the Keystone XL pipeline, to his abandonment of our southern border, and blundered pullout from Afghanistan, the Biden administration has been an unmitigated disaster from the beginning. Now, we become aware of his intend to award $450,000 to illegal immigrants. As our food prices are skyrocketing, gas prices are soaring, and unemployment in Las Vegas leads the nation. All the while, our congressional leaders stand by idly and do nothing. That's why I'm asking for your vote, so you can send me to Washington to fix this mess. Go to my website, KovacsForCongress.com, to join our movement and support the cause. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
Again, Randy Sutton joining us, retired Las Vegas Metro Police Lieutenant. We're talking about new technology that's available right now today. And we talk about court challenges and things like that. Is that going to be the wave of the future, though, that we're going to have more technology, not less of it?
Absolutely. And it's not a bad thing. Listen, you know, the utilizing technology is always actually in Vegas has been kind of the tryout grounds for a lot of new technology. You know me for many years. So I was a police officer for 10 years in New Jersey before I joined Las Vegas Metro PD. And when I came here, this is 1986, the Metropolitan Police had computers in the cars. That was by far and away really cutting edge stuff. And it was very, very beneficial. You know, I had experienced just the, you know, having the radio and then having the computer in the car. And it made a massive difference in the ability to fight crime and also to be safer on the streets because you had the ability to get more information. That's what it's all about, Kevin. An informed police officer is a safer police officer. And same thing with the public. The public is safer if the police have all the tools necessary to serve their communities.
And does this mean that we're not going to need cops anymore? I mean, I know that we've had trouble recruiting academy classes, and we have all this talk of defunding police and stuff like that. But does this mean we're not going to need as many police officers at some point?
No, absolutely not. There's never going to be a time when technology will replace the police. It'll just add. It'll be an enhancement to the way that the police serve. It takes a cop to really make the streets safer because police officers that are especially highly trained officers who are continually trained and evolve in that training it takes a human and the technology is an enhancement but is not a replacement. And it's interesting, you know, that we're having this conversation because my new book is going to be released in May, and it explores much of what we're talking about right now.
I think that's great. Tell me, because it's been a while since we've all been together, and you've had a chance to explain what Wounded Blue is.
Oh, absolutely. The Wounded Blue is the national assistance and support organization for injured and disabled law enforcement officers. It's a nationwide charity based here in Las Vegas, and we provide peer support for officers who are injured either physically or psychologically, and we've helped more than 13,000 police officers in the last 2.5 years. I'm really, really proud of Las Vegas and the support that this community has given us. We are actually about to open up our national headquarters that was gifted to us by the generosity of some people here in Las Vegas, and this is going to give us the opportunity to not only enhance our operation, but it will also give us the opportunity to utilize this headquarters, which is in a beautiful, beautiful place, to have retreats for injured and disabled officers from around the country. So we're doing amazing work. I have a very highly dedicated team of officers who all have been shot or stabbed or beaten or run over and faced the challenges of that. So I'm really, really proud of the men and women of the Peer Advocate Support Team of the Wounded Blue, and we can really use the help of the public. You know, many people ask me, Randy, how can I help the police? Well, here's a way you can help. You can go to our website, thewoundedblue.org, and learn about us, tell people about us, and if you can, donate to us.
And if they want to do that, where do they go?
Thewoundedblue.org. That's thewoundedblue.org. And for those that are that want to reach out to me personally, you can contact me at randy@thewoundedblue.org. And if you have questions, comments, or concerns, or you simply want to refer somebody to us that you think needs some help, contact me personally, randy@thewoundedblue.org.
Randy, thanks for your service, but thanks for joining us and filling in the blanks here when it comes to technology. I think this is an amazing topic. We'll revisit it, I'm sure. Thanks so much, my friend. You have yourself a great weekend.
I will. Thank you. You too, Kevin.
Randy Sutton, retired Las Vegas Metro Police Lieutenant, over 30 years on the job, and the founder of the Wounded Blue, thewoundedblue.org. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm U.S. Senate candidate Adam Laxalt, and I'm proud to be supported by President Trump in this important race. The choice couldn't be clearer for gun owners. Catherine Cortez Masto and the Democrats want to take away our Second Amendment rights. Masto stood with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to roll back our concealed carry rights, and in 2019 she even sponsored legislation to impose a gun ban. That's why Masto is backed by radical anti-gun groups and was given an F rating by the NRA. As your senator, I'll be a champion for our Second Amendment. I've twice been endorsed by the NRA and most recently the Gun Owners of America. As Attorney General, I stood up for Nevadans' right to bear arms. I expanded our concealed carry rights and sued liberals who tried to take our gun rights away. And when the Democrats tried to pass red flag laws to limit our gun rights, I fought back. Nevadans can count on me to defend our Second Amendment. I'm Adam Laxalt, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate, AdamLaxalt.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here with a special message for those of you who've experienced hearing loss. For months now, I've told you about my friends at Quality Hearing Aids. I let you know about the amazing Evolve AI hearing aids from Starkey. While sound quality alone sets them apart from other hearing aids out there, that wasn't enough for the engineers at Starkey. They wanted to make better hearing effortless, and take it from me, they've done just that. The Evolve AI scans the environment and makes 55 million automatic adjustments each hour. That's 55 million adjustments, and you don't have to do a thing. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids. In business for over 40 years, 30 years here in Vegas. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. Call 702-369-1321. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Meet Ryan.
Hey, what's up?
Ryan's from Las Vegas, Nevada. He's a professional BMX rider and rides his bike daily. He's also a peer support specialist and a proud uncle. And he's been in recovery from opioid dependency for over 3 years.
I sustained an injury while riding my bike and became addicted to pain pills. And it even led to an overdose, but now I'm in recovery and helping others who are struggling with opioid addiction.
He's doing great things in his recovery, and you can too. If you or someone you know struggles with opioid addiction, help is available. To start your journey to recovery, visit cssnv.org/substance-abuse. That's cssnv.org/substance-abuse. Find the courage to fight your addiction to opioids. We can help. This message, funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up top of the hour, a Texas judge has blocked enforcement of Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for federal workers. That from the LA Times. We'll have more on that story coming up at the top of the hour. But a Texas judge has blocked enforcement of Biden's vaccine mandate for federal workers. We'll have more on that, I'm sure, coming up top of the hour. Gentlemen, Jim Dallas alongside, and as great a weekend as last weekend was for football and the National Football League and their wild card weekend, this one may even top that. We got some great matchups coming up beginning tomorrow.
Yeah, they say this is probably the best weekend in football because you've got playoff teams, you've got number one seeds, and when you think about it, there's only 7 games left of the NFL season. If you really want to put it in perspective, and 4 of them are going to be taking place this weekend. The first, kicking it off, my Cincinnati Bengals are going to be traveling to Tennessee to take on the Titans, the number one seed in the AFC. And, of course, they're going to have their star running back. They call him King Henry down there, Derrick Henry. Just a huge 6'3". 250-pound running back that just pounds the rock, and he's going to be tough to stop. The thing that the Bengals are working on is that they do have 3 top-notch wide receivers. I think one of the top 3 or 4 quarterbacks in the NFL in Joe Burrow, and a weak Titans defensive secondary. So that's going to be the matchup of the game, I think, for the Bengals. Will their passing game get going, and can they stop King Henry and the rest of the Titans on defense in that first game? Am I going to take the Bengals, Kevin? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah. My next question out of my mouth was going to be, you going to take him? What's the line?
3.5. The Titans are favored at home by 3.5 points. So if you're going to give me points and I can take my team, which I believe in, that should win the game outright, then by golly, I'm going for it.
And are you really?
And I'm probably I'm not going to put as much as I did in that first game against the Raiders. I felt really good about that one. That was, to me, that was about a 90%er.
Yeah.
This one, it's more of a 65%er for me. But hey, that's enough. That's more than 50, right?
That's great. That's dynamite. What do you think of Chiefs Bills?
And the Chiefs, I think that's probably going to be one of the better matchups of the entire weekend, where we have the Bills and the Chiefs, and of course the Chiefs have been there the last 2 or 3 seasons, and that Mahomes is peaking at the right time. They've got the Kelce is back. And I think he's healthy. And the Bills appear to be healthy, too. And they have another upstart hotshot quarterback in Josh Allen, who's not only a threat to throw the ball with accuracy and a laser arm, but he can run, too. So it's going to be an interesting matchup. And if you really, really pin me down of who I'm going to take on this, I guess I got to take the Chiefs. I got to take the home team on this, but boy, I really want to take the Bills.
I know. But I will tell you this. I checked the weather. It was supposed to be like in the 30s and 40s during the game. So, you know, weather probably will not be a factor for these two teams. So, and the other games?
The late Saturday game is the Rams and the Buccaneers. The late Saturday game is the 49ers and Packers. And certainly... it's going to be cold there at Lambeau Field. I think it's going to be somewhere around maybe 10 degrees.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, at game time. So, but they do warm the field. So at least it's not a frozen field for those guys to be falling on for 60 minutes. So they have that going for them. And that's why sometimes maybe you see a little mud out there on the field when they're playing like that, and you're going, well, where'd the mud come from? but that's it. They have heaters in that field. But the 49ers have been surprising everybody all year, and they just, the Packers need to find a way to stop Debo.
Yeah.
Debo Samuel is, he's not going to win the MVP, but he's certainly the most valuable player of the 49ers, and there's nobody even close.
We got anybody else that's playing, by the way?
And you have the GOAT. The GOAT is taking on the Rams, the Buccaneers and the Rams. And that one's going to be interesting, too. I hear a lot of people are favoring the Rams in this one.
Isn't that weird?
It really
versus
is.
Versus the GOAT.
But at a certain point, you know, the GOAT is going to lose. And I think some people are saying, maybe this is the time.
Oh, wow.
Maybe this is the changing of the guard.
What's the line on that one, Dave? Do you have that just right off the top of your head?
I don't. I haven't. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to go down there after the game, or after I'm done here today, and
all right,
check out all the sheets. But
go and make some money, man. Make some money. I just love that. I just love it. More with gentleman Jim Dallas as we continue. Coming up, David Ditch, you're never going to believe what Congress is trying to do. Give a blank check to socialists. Blank check. You just fill in the number. I can't believe it. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, this is Amy with New Hope Tax Defense. Have you received a letter from the IRS? You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse, so you ignore it, and then another letter arrives. You wonder if this will keep you from getting a new job, or will the IRS seize your home? There is hope. New Hope Tax Defense. Our dedicated tax professionals will be with you every step of the way. Once a comprehensive evaluation is complete, we will discuss your options with you. Recently, there have been reports of companies preying on taxpayers and demanding their fees up front, promising to eliminate their tax liability. Don't be a victim to these fly-by-night tax mills. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com. That's newhopetaxdefense.com to schedule your free consultation. We aren't a call center. We have offices in Nevada and California and want to meet with you. There is hope. newhopetaxdefense.com. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com.
I'm Wade Alaroot from my favorite boutique hotel in Las Vegas, Ahern Hotel on Sahara, just west of the Strip. Ahern is the place for conservative events in Vegas. In the past 18 months, I've spoken at 24 conservative events. 21 of them were at Ahern. It's Wayne Root's home base in Vegas. Ahern is a modern boutique hotel with 200 well-appointed hotel rooms and two floors of meeting events and conference space. If your event is big enough, you can buy out the entire hotel. Now, Ahern Hotel is serving a weekend brunch at Trattoria by Chef Mark from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. every Saturday and Sunday. Enjoy American and Italian brunch favorites like their signature dish, chicken and waffles, spicy chicken, jalapeno, bacon, and chive waffles, served with Mike's Hot Honey. And enjoy bottomless mimosas or bellinis. Make your reservations now. Call 725-214-4950. 725-214-4950 or visit ahernhotel.com. That's ahernhotel.com. Tell them Wade Root sent ya.
Attention Nevada Patriots.
This is Captain Sam Brown, and I'm a conservative running for the U.S. Senate because the political class is destroying this country, our state, and our Republican Party. I'm a threat to Washington elites because I don't come from wealth or power. I come from small-town America. I'm a West Point.